That's the important thing. He stabbed a finger at the screen. Those 8 convicts got caulked for your benefit because you've got to find out how to kill Torrens and be able to do it whether you have a megawatt laser or an emery board. She sat back down, not looking too convinced. Any more questions? Nobody raised a hand. Okay, Tench Hut. We staggered upright and he looked at us expectantly. Fuck you, sir, came the familiar tired chorus. Louder. Fuck you, sir. One of the Army's less inspired morale devices. That's better. Don't forget pre-dawn maneuvers tomorrow. Chop at 0330, first formation 0400. Anybody sacked after 0340 owes 1 stripe. Dismissed. I zipped up my coverall and went across the snow to the lounge for a cup of soya and a joint. I'd always been able to get by on 5 or 6 hours of sleep, and this was the only time I could be by myself, out of the Army for a while. Looked at the news facts for a few minutes. Another ship got caulked out by Aldebaran sector. That was 4 years ago. They were mounting a reprisal fleet, but it'll take 4 years more for them to get out there. By then, the Torrens would have every portal planet sewed up tight. Back at the billet, everybody else was sacked, and the main lights were out. The whole company'd been dragging ever since we got back from the 2-week lunar training. I dumped my clothes in the locker, checked the roster, and found out I was in bunk 31. God damn it, right under the heater. I slipped through the curtain as quietly as possible so as not to wake up the person next to me. Couldn't see who it was, but I couldn't have cared less. I slipped under the blanket.
You're late, Mandela,
a voice yawned. It was Rogers.
Sorry I woke you up, I whispered. S'all right.
She snuggled over and clasped me spoon fashion. She was warm and reasonably soft. I patted her hip in what I hoped was a brotherly fashion. Night, Rogers.
Good night, Stallion.
She returned the gesture more pointedly. Why do you always get the tired ones when you're ready, and the randy ones when you're tired? I bowed to the inevitable.